You're listening to SBS News.
Early Monday morning, Jackson, a name he's taking so as not to reveal his identity, woke to find the phrase COVID-19 China Die sprayed in red paint across the garage of his family home.
I was shocked, and then I started to feel a bit frustrated because it's like the community is so friendly, living here, we're working here, we're just normal people as we're. So we are feeling like things have been changed a little bit due to the current environment.
With the help of his neighbours, it was removed and he put the incident behind him. But in the early hours of Tuesday morning, he woke to the sound of smashing glass, finding two large rocks had been thrown through his front windows. He says the incident terrified his wife and woke their one-year-old son, and he hasn't slept since.
We're so concerned these people will come back again. So we just stayed alert until early morning, like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, until the sunlight came out a little bit.
The incident also disturbing his neighbours. Gary lives down the street.
They're the nicest people and kindest neighbours to have, and they don't deserve this sort of treatment. Terrible. And it's not Australian at all.
Victoria Police confirm they are investigating two incidents of criminal damage but could not comment further. The incident is the latest in a series of apparently racially motivated attacks that have been reported across Victoria during the coronavirus pandemic. Xiaowan Shai from a Chinese-Australian Neighbourhood Watch Group, the Australian Emergency Assistance Association, says they've told members to remain vigilant but not to panic.
Most of people, when they see this, will panic. Oh, is this racist or is it dangerous? Is that the, are we not welcome here? I really want to tell them there's no need to panic.
The Australian Human Rights Commission says one third of complaints lodged under the Racial Discrimination Act this month are from people targeted due to COVID-19. Race Discrimination Commissioner Chin Tan says the wider community must make it known that this behaviour won't be tolerated.
It's important for the rest of Australia to stand up and say, look, we are not for or support or accept any of these incidents about people being attacked merely for because of who they are. And it's very important that we get that right, that the rest of Australia takes a stand.
Last week, two female international students were allegedly assaulted in Melbourne's CBD. Other community members have reported verbal abuse in supermarkets and public transport. Dr. Ern Chang was verbally abused by a woman on the street over the weekend who told him, "You have no right to be here, go home." He says since speaking out about the incident, he's now been targeted online.
Anonymous messages, John Smith. On our clinic email telling me to go back to China, where I've only been as a tourist, really.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews calling the behaviour disgusting.
In our Victorian community, for that sort of conduct, it's just evil. At a time when we should be coming together and supporting each other, it needs to be called out for what it is. It's just appalling.
For Jackson, he's hoping a recent security upgrade will buy some peace of mind. And finally, a good night's sleep for his family. And you can keep up to date with coronavirus news at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Abby Dinham, SBS News.